Outside the box, trying to be upbeat for the new year. Today's topic is poverty and power. I've always been drawn to those struggling to survive or to succeed, to the underdog, the so-called loser, those who are not so athletic or attractive or popular. Maybe because that's how I identify myself. I always thought of myself as quiet, nerdy, not very masculine, although that is how I appeared, socially awkward. Even as a kid, I rooted for last place teams to win, since a victory would be that much sweeter. I went to college, then worked for an anti-poverty program for a while, mostly with African Americans who were struggling in inner city areas and who picked crops on farms. When I started in the late 1960s, we hoped that poverty would shrink and end, but not only has it not, it's bounced up and down for decades. The latest federal government policies have made things even worse by taking away entitlement programs that help people cope with low wages and high prices. Today, it's literally, you're on your own. I'm convinced that poverty would end when those with the lowest incomes take leadership in saying, enough is enough, and refuse to work for anything less than a living wage under safe working conditions. They deserve more. We all deserve enough. They have a tradition of rebelling when there is not enough. I was excited, though you would not have heard it in my voice, my actions, or anything else I said or did, when Zohran Mamdani was elected mayor of New York City. That's because most of those in poverty decided Mamdani was more aligned with their interests, and they were willing to vote for him instead of better-known and funded candidates. It's often a case of who has people power versus who has money power, and usually the money wins. Those with money use their resources to convince a lot of people into believing what the wealthy want them to believe. Take poverty, for example. Most people work very hard, often for low wages. They harvest our food, help us get groceries or whatever else we need from a retail store or on the internet, teach and watch our children, provide caregiving, dig ditches, or do hard physical work. And their rewards? Not very much, not always enough to pay for their basic needs of food, shelter, health care, utilities, and other essentials. Not only that, but many people with low incomes have been convinced that they don't deserve more, enough to live on, and to have a little extra for emergency savings, a vacation, and a cushion so they can retire and enjoy the fruits of their labor. They're told that it's their own damn fault that they live in poverty, not the fault of an economy that forces everyone to take care of themselves and not be helped by the government they pay taxes to and the community they're a part of. It shouldn't be you're on your own, but rather, we're all in this together. But right now, those with political and economic power are often winning in convincing the public that everyone is on their own. Poverty of money and power will only end for many working people when those who are being screwed or left out can seize power themselves and put someone in office like Mamdani who will redistribute that power to organizations or even every resident throughout New York City. There are no guarantees, but I'm a lot more hopeful that Mamdani will be on their side. Clearly, poorly paid workers and low-income people have not accepted their status historically without a struggle. That's the starting point in any effort to ensure that their basic needs are met. More on that in another Outside the Box. If your income was low, or is now, what have you done to express your needs and rights? I'm Larry Danziger, ready to support those in poverty as they change the economy.